grabbed my phone, started getting dressed. I was on the phone to the fire brigade, rang fire brigade, ran out of the house, screaming at the neighbour for him to wake up. I heard his voice. I couldn't hear nothing else and say I couldn't get in because it was just flames and smoke. A couple of minutes later, the fire brigade came down with the police and everything. And, you know, it's just been absolutely devastating for anybody that knows him. I mean, you know, nobody knows what's happened to anybody, but we know they were all taken to hospital. But, you know, it's just absolutely devastating.
Yeah, how quickly did that fire spread, Joe?
Really, really quick. I mean, say, as soon as like I saw it, and I was like downstairs within a minute and outside the front door within the first minute of seeing it. Two, 3 minutes later, you could see the flames going up the stairs from the, you know, through the side window of the house. And the fire brigade came and it was just smoke, black billowing smoke going up the road. It was just absolutely horrible.
And how quickly did the family manage to get out of the house?
I don't honestly know, you say, because I came, because I've got a kid myself, you see, so I came and made sure they weren't at the window and that lot, you know. So the police said, fire brigade said, just get out of the way. So obviously came back in, got out of the way, didn't want to hinder him, of course. As soon as they got them out as quick as they could. You know, smashed the back gates in to get around the back and everything, so, and the windows and that, so.
Do you know much about the family that lives there, Joe?
Yeah, a decent enough family, you know, they've lived here longer than I have. You know, I'm not going to give the name, obviously, because it's not my place to.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, a decent enough family. A lot of people know around here. Just hope everything's okay, you know, so we'll see what happens.
Are you still in your house at the moment?
I am, yeah.
And what sort of scene can you see from there?
There's just a fire brigade, one fire engineer now, 10 police cars, plainclothes police cars. It's all cordoned off. I can't move. None of us can move our cars until the forensics have been, obviously. And you know, it's all blocked off, as you know, from Aussie Park Road right the way around.
What was the reaction of neighbours on that road this morning?
Everybody was devastated. You know, 4 o'clock this morning, 4:15 this morning. The road was full of neighbours wanting to help. You know, obviously there's not a lot you can do. You know, and just couldn't believe that it happened so close to home. Really.
What sort of a house is it, Joe?
It's a semi-detached, like the Orlaw down here. All semi-detached, yeah. The neighbours obviously had to get moved out because the elderly couple just down from them, so they had to get taken out just in case and that lot.
And obviously major disruption, as you say, to the road. Has everybody returned inside now? I mean, presumably your day, as you say, is going to be disrupted because of the fact you can't get out now.
Well, I mean, say, as it happens, I'm not at work today, which is, it's a good job to work in Mansfield, so we're, you know, so luckily I'm not at work in a way, so I don't need my car, so I haven't got to worry about that. And as for kids for school, you know, that's walkable, so that's not a problem. But yeah, there's going to be people, all the people that cars can't get at that are going to be disrupted for one way or other, work, etc.
And I think it's one of those things that comes home to you, isn't it? A couple of hours later, the enormity of what happened. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, still shaking up. The whole family's still shaking up, obviously a bit shaky, you know, and just waiting for news.